the teaching of Islam. And through their efforts, alhamdulillah, before the one World Cup started, according to one report, more than 850 people embrace Islam. Everywhere on the roadsides and on the buildings, big banners of ahadith and teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were hung. In the hotels, there was a special barcode to answer any questions about Islam in different languages of the world. For the first time, at the stadium, mic systems were put on to broadcast the live azan by the melodious voices of the muazzineen. And for the first time, at the stadium on the ground, the salah, Jumah khutbah and Jumah prayer took place for the football players, organizers and the viewers. This happened first time. The facility for wudu was made in every stadium. In short, lots of things happened for the first time to preach Islam. For the Sheikh Tamim bin Ali Sani deserved congratulation and appreciation from the Muslim world for taking advantage of this World Cup and make it a platform to spread the true message of Islam. Now, it is really amazing how we can compare the Islam and Akhirah in this game. It is really amazing how players engaged in the football match find their lives guided and governed by the rules of the game. They are cognizant and knowing full well of the fact that if the rules are broken or the laws are flouted, penalties would follow. The player is guided by the lines and boundaries and the rules and regulations of the game which he plays. As Muslims, we have been sent for a greater purpose. And the lines and boundaries that govern us are the lines and boundaries checked out for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Tilka hududullah, fala ta'taduha." In another place, Allah Ta'ala says, "Umay ta'adda hududallahi, fa'ulaika humul salimun." There are the boundaries set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not transgress the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How strange it is that a person is so mindful about the two linesmen, referees, watching his action from either side of the field. One referee stand other side, one referee stand other side, this side. And every player is mindful of the referee. He shouldn't show him a yellow card or red card. Isn't it? Every player is playing within his boundary. He doesn't want to cross the boundary. He doesn't want to upset the referee. Now, while he is unmindful of the kiram and katibin, our referee, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said for everyone, are also two referees, kiram and katibin. And these two referees are watching every moment, every word, what we are speaking, whether right or wrong. They are watching, they are recording. But we are so unmindful about that. Not only angels will stand witness, but the person's limbs themselves will catch him, as mentioned in Surah Yasin. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. How strange it is that a person would dare not to touch the ball with his hand in the penalty area for fear of the referee penalizing him. Why he dares to venture into touching that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited him from, without any fear of immunity or representation. As a Muslim, we cannot touch whatever or whomever I want to. It is haram. If you are able to pass beyond the regions of the heavens and the earth, then pass you will not pass except by the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How strange it is that when a free kick of the opposing team takes place, all the players rally together to form a line of defense. They play together to form the line of defense. While we do not think of standing together to resist the onslaught on Islam from those opposing the deen, we cannot unite ourselves against the enemies of Islam. Everybody has his own, this belongs to this country, it belongs to this tribe, belongs to that tribe. We are not uniting for the sake of Islam. Look at the players, how they unite and make the line to defend themselves. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tansurullaha yansurkum wa yusabbit aqdamakum. Oh, you believe, if you help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will help you and make you steadfast. How strange it is that the people would do whatever it takes to be like our sporting heroes. They dress like them, they keep hairstyle like them, and external appearances just to show love, admiration, identity, and loyalty. We love you, player. That's why I have jersey like that, I have hairstyle like that, and I cheers, I encourage you to win. That much of love we show towards our players, the favorite players. But what is there in our lifestyles to show that we are the followers of the greatest Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is our dresses according to the Sunnah? Is our faces according to the Sunnah? Is our activities matching the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We are claiming we are the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is the Mubarak Sunnah in our appearance? For the heroes, for the players, we go out of way, we put on like dresses like them. They don't even know us, but we are still crazy for them. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved us more than our parents, and we have no care or any concern or love to adopt the Mubarak Sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our daily life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqaumin fahuwa minhum." Some people unfortunately even look down on the Sunnah of and the Islamic dresses. He say, why you cook the beard? He looks like Joker. Nauzubillah. If you don't keep Sunnah, is one thing. But if you mock and you run down, look down to that person who is adhering the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam, it is even worse. Even your iman can be snatched away by your comment or this kind of slandering. One is not aware, one is not to wear it is ourselves for whatever reason, but to look down on those who are trying to follow it, this is very sad and it is very dangerous. If a Muslim is displaying his or her loyalty and identity as a Muslim, this is a great sign of love and mahabba. We should try to display such love and mahabba for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In soccer or football, the referee gives two types of cards, yellow and red card. Yellow is warning and red card is penalty, we all know. How strange it is that a person fears the yellow warning card of the referee, but fails to respond to the mild reprimands that have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of trials and tribulations. When a person is suffering from sickness, from losing the job or any kind of difficulty, it's yellow card from Allah Ta'ala. It's warning from Allah Ta'ala. You come back to Allah. Stop doing wrong things. Come back towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah showing yellow cards by involving in difficulties, trials and tribulations, but we don't care about it. Of some sickness, the yellow warning card is the form of death in the family. The yellow warning card is the form of some financial loss. A yellow warning card is the form of narrow escape from the accident. How strange it is that we are very about, we are worried about the red penalty card of the referee, which would signify suspension or expulsion for a short period of the time from the field or from the game or from the play. But totally unconcerned and mindful about those actions that would shift us out from the Jannat forever. How strange it is that a person understands that after the final whistle is blown, no matter how many goals are scored, they cannot count it in his favor. But the same person fails to understand that when the final whistle for his life is blown, no more good deeds could be added to his account for the Akhirah. But as far as our life is concerned, our time spent is in this world would not end a second earlier or delayed a second later. Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When their appointed time comes, they cannot delay it for a moment, nor can they bring it any earlier. Sometimes a person is at the mouth of the goals, but fails to put the ball at the back of the net. We say he missed a golden opportunity. How often has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented us with the golden opportunities to gain nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The opportunity to look after aged parents, opportunity to assist the needy person, opportunity to perform the salah on time in the masjid, opportunity to give charity, opportunity to smile or reconcile friendship and family ties, and opportunities to turn to him in repentance, in tawbah. Shaitan is playing a more dangerous game with us. He is sure to sit on our path, tackling and defending, ensuring that we do not reach our goal. How often have we heard of a team scoring in the final score, final seconds of the game to clinch victory? Shaitan will continue to try to snatch away our iman until the final throes of the death. Our defense have to be on full alert at all the time, because the most dangerous time is the time of death, Sakratul Maut, the agony of the death. How strange is that? A player is concerned about the millions of the people around the world watching him in action. He's very alert. Every action he does, he says, the whole world is watching me. He's very mindful. But he seems to be unmindful about the day of judgment, when every deed of his will be played out in front of the whole of mankind. He is not aware of that. He is not concerned about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تَدْخُلِ النَّارَ فَقَدَ خُسَيْتَهُ وَمَا لِزْوَالِ بِنْ أَنصَارِ. As Muslims, we should not be running after the World Cup. Rather, we should actually be vying and competing with each other for the cups that surrounded the pond of Kawthar, the Hawz-e Kawthar, from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That cup, we should try for it the whole life. If only we would make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our goal, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam our model, and the Quran our book of rules and regulations, we would be heading in the right direction, and inshallah we will be winning the cup of the life. Well, I give us topic for that. Wa akhir da'wana.